Also, going alongside of the rules meeting, there was discussion of municipal broadband as well, and that seems like a similar category. So this is essentially paving the way for more competition in broadband. So do you see that as a similar issue going forth?
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of fitting that it was the first time the FCC has addressed the issue of municipal broadband happening at the same meeting as passing these net neutrality rules, because I think that's also very much the sort of future front of this fight is around, you know, having more competition in the broadband marketplace, certainly, but even thinking outside the paradigm of competition and thinking about public ownership of broadband networks and moving outside of the sort of pure commercial model of internet access, I think is something that could be built on the success of a lot of the municipal broadband networks that have been built around the country. And basically what the FCC did at this meeting was very much a kind of small but important first step that could set a precedent for future success moving forward. So essentially what the FCC voted to do was to override state laws in North Carolina and Tennessee that were putting restrictions on local municipal broadband networks that were built in two particular cities, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Wilson, North Carolina, that had built successful municipal fiber optic, very fast, really great internet networks for the people of those towns, and then were looking to expand into other areas. But in those two states, and now I think it's like 19 or 20 other states that have similar laws like this, basically outlaw public broadband networks because the argument is it's unfair competition for all of the poor commercial broadband providers that have to compete against them, basically outlawing their competition. And the FCC basically used their authority over broadband deployment to overrule those state laws and say, at least in these two specific cases, it's illegal for them to stop the build out of these broadband networks. So now, probably other projects in those, 17 other states are going to use this as a precedent to get those restrictions removed, and we'll have more kind of possibilities open up for, you know, fast, local, publicly owned broadband networks, which I think would be a great future to have for broadband.